Bonsoir.
In French?
Bonsoir. Oui.
All this interview?
Oh, no, no, no. That was it. That was all my French for right then.
You are Deborah Harkness.
I am.
And you are in Paris because your new book is out in a few days by Orbit in France. We saw you in La Sorbonne. A word about this place, Paris and La Sorbonne, because you are a teacher too in California.
Yes, so it was very exciting to be in the Sorbonne. I never imagined 2 years ago that I would ever be sitting in a classroom in the Sorbonne talking to students and journalists, but it was incredibly exciting, and being in Paris in general and in France in general is really wonderful. It's a place that is very special to me as a historian because I mostly do English history. I'm not here as much as I would like to be, but now I have an excuse. An English historian, but I can be French in my fiction writing.
Did you get some idea for your character, Mathieu, who is French? Did you saw some stuff that you will put in your second or third book?
One of the things I like to do is to go to different parts of Paris and imagine when Mathieu would have lived there. Being around the university makes me think of the time he was in French universities way back in the 12th century or the 13th century. Sometimes I go to the Marais and look for houses around the Place de Vosges that he might have lived in. Very nice. So yes, yeah, so and more generally, just to watch people speak and how people behave is quite different. And it's important that when French people read about Mathieu, they don't think French people don't behave like that. So I try to make him as French as possible.
Why French and why Mathieu?
He was almost Michael, Michel, but I wanted him to be what would have been an early Christian name because of how old he was and how he was born at the very beginnings of Christianity in France. So it was Michael or Matthew or Luke or Jean. And Matthew just was the best. And then as for why France, it's because France was the center of so many things that happened for so long, and it's specifically the Auvergne. So it's where it was a center for Gaul, for the ancient Roman Gaul. It was where the first crusade was preached in Clermont-Ferrand. So much European history comes from that area that it gave me a long time to imagine it. So the French were just so central to European history, so that's why France. And of course, the love poetry, the wine, the romance, that didn't hurt, that was good.
How much alchemy affect your work?
Alchemy is really describes the whole arc of the story. So the first book, the action of the book takes place over 40 days. And the first, one of the early stages of alchemy takes place over 40 days. And it's the period of confusion, where you take a confused group of metals and you work them for 40 days, and out of them comes the purified metal that makes the Philosopher's Stone. So I knew from the beginning that the first book had to happen over a 40-day period for that reason. So there's all kinds of ways in which the alchemical story sets the way that the story of Diana and Mathieu has to evolve. But also what I like about alchemy is that for a very long time, it was the way people thought about change in the world and birth and death. So they believed that you had to take opposites and combine them, and that by combining them, something, a new life would come out of it. They believed that you could transform things from worse to better. And so it's in some ways a very different way of looking at the world than the way we look at it. So all of those ideas kind of go through the story as well. So instead of it just being a character or a single idea that comes through the story, it really is the governing set. Everything has to fit alchemy. It's the one thing everything has to fit. Everything else can change, but the alchemical part has to be right. So that's why the love story, to go back to your question. Yeah.
Because of alchemy, you've got three books in mind. I mean, you've got the three steps in alchemy for the
three steps, and also in most old literature is in three parts. So it's also just because I read, most of the things that I read were written before 1600, so they tend to go in three parts. And so it was always, that's just the way books for a very long time were arranged. Someone, when I wrote it this way, they said, oh, did you do it that way because that's how films are written? And I said, no, it never occurred to me. So sometimes I'm credited with having a lot more thinking than I actually did. But yeah, the three parts of alchemy are right. And the reason there's four species is because there's four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. So again, that's another reason why I couldn't necessarily put werewolves in there, because I needed to be able to have those four elemental species. So the demons are like mercury, and the witches are like silver, and the vampires are like gold, and then the humans are like the earth. And somebody said to me, the vampires can't be gold, they're the creatures of night. I said, ah, but gold never tarnishes or decays. So that's why the vampires are like the gold, because they don't change. So yes, this is my alchemical mind at work.
This year, to end our interview, we've got a special question, which is, if you got the opportunity to work with a dead artist in any kind of work, who would it be, and for what kind of concept?
I think it would be, I would want to sit down and talk to one of the Bronte sisters. Because, you know, everyone says to me, oh, why did you, you know, why is it so like Twilight for this romance? And I always want to say, why is that so much like Jane Eyre with Rochester and Jane and the innocence and the sin? You know, so in a way, everyone since then, everybody who writes a romance is in some way writing what those sisters were writing in terms of these romantic stories of impossible love and an older man and an innocent woman. And so I would love to sit down and say to her, any one of them, why did you come up with that idea? Because we're still writing it hundreds and hundreds of years later. And then maybe she could come up with a new kind of love story for us to try, because I think we are really still very much writing and rewriting those ideas that the Brontes are so well known for. So that would be who?
A last word, maybe in French.
A bientôt.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.